back here to the place that beat me. And you see me waiting for you on the corner of the street. So I'm not moving. I'm not moving. Police message.
Your sound, your community, Alive 90.5.
A minute ago before you came back on.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Emily Minnie. State and territory premiers have been locked in a meeting of National Cabinet to discuss COVID-19 outbreaks and Australia's vaccine rollout. From Canberra, okay. Amanda Kopp reports.
The Prime Minister has finished his 14-day quarantine at the lodge this morning.
All right. We just need to focus on the job for the Australian people, and I have every confidence that the National Cabinet will do just that.
He went straight from the lodge to a meeting of National Cabinet. He returns to face a full-blown Australia-wide COVID-19 outbreak and a week spent arguing over who can get the AstraZeneca vaccine. Leaders at National Cabinet discussed the vaccine rollout, controlling the virus more effectively, and overseas arrivals. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
The New South Wales Premier believes her state is turning the corner in the fight against the highly contagious Delta COVID strain, despite a surge in the number of cases overnight. The state recorded its highest tally of new cases since the outbreak began, with 31 new cases, 13 of which were active in the community. Gladys Berejiklian says the high numbers are reflecting pre-lockdown activity and expects the numbers will drop next week.
The next few days are critical, and come early next week, we do want to see the tide turn in terms of the number of people with the virus who are in isolation as opposed to those who've been active in the community.
Victoria recorded its second straight day without a local COVID-19 case and just 3 in hotel quarantine. There were over 24,500 tests administered yesterday. And Brisbane and Moreton Bay will have lockdown extended while most of southeast Queensland's restrictions ease. Queensland recorded 3 new cases, with 2 unlinked cases active in the community. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says contact tracers are urgently tracking their movements.
Now, we will come back early tomorrow morning once our contact tracers get on top of this, and we'll look at the case numbers overnight. And we really need to give the people, our contact tracers, the time to do that.
America's Boy Scouts movement has reached a $1 billion settlement with thousands of men who were allegedly sexually abused, many of them decades ago. 84,000 men have filed sexual abuse claims against the Boy Scouts of America, which has been placed into bankruptcy protection. The claims of abuse stem back to the 1960s. The settlement is said to include more than $1 billion in cash and assets and access to an insurance trust. The organization says the proposed settlement is a significant step. It also claims that scouting is now safer than ever before. 2 of Australia's leading pro-environment organisations, Greening Australia and World Wildlife Fund Australia, have joined forces to tackle recovery during natural disasters. Their combined effort aims to help nature survive the increased frequency and severity of natural disasters due to climate change. Elisa Rawlings from Greening Australia says the new partnership will be based on a climate-ready restoration plan.
Over the last years, we've seen more and more climate-related disasters. What we're going to do is really try to build the resilience of Australia's plants and animals and the places that we care about, and in turn people, by taking our climate-ready restoration approach.
In sport, a pair of top 15 women and 2 men who don green and gold will lead Australia's charge for a maiden Olympic golf medal in Japan. World numbers 14 and 15, Minji Lee and Hannah Green, as well as Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman, the top-ranked Australians on tour, will compete as the sport makes its 2nd Olympic appearance.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
Good afternoon, this is Matthew Caruana here with Business Insights with Mario and Matt here in this sunny but cold Friday afternoon. We're currently sitting at 15 and a half degrees. I say cold, yet I'm still here in a t-shirt.
That's a Matt Caruana, so like I know you want to listen to the weather, but as I always say, Matt in the short sleeves. Please continue.
But tomorrow is, today actually, it's going to be top of 20 degrees. So it's going to be slightly warmer today, mostly sunny. Mostly sunny tomorrow as well, tops of 19 and a sunny day, but tops of 17 on Sunday.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Shindara on the M1 Pacific Motorway near Tweed Valley Way off-ramp, there's been a car crash. Southbound traffic is affected. Exercise caution around there. In Matheson, Gwinda Highway near Waterloo Road, has been an oil spill. Bit of a hazard. Traffic affected in both directions there as well. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. Mario, how are you today?
Not bad, Matt. What's up? Yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, you know, like we just touched it really quickly. Base, Matt Caruana, short sleeves. It's like a minus 50 degrees outside. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what he's taking, the hormones, whatever it is, but something it is. But I know that this is not something I enjoy very much. But, you know, welcome to another episode of the Business Insights with Matt and Mario. And Matt, it's time for you to introduce our guest.
I'm very excited for today's guest. I met her not too long ago recently, and she's been a wonderful, wonderful connection. I'm very blessed to have her in my life. Catherine McConville, how are you today?
Good morning, Matt. How are you today?
Good, thank you. It's lovely to have you on. We've connected on, I believe, many different layers, whether it be personal, even somewhat professionally, I believe. We met at BNI and it was a wonderful experience meeting you.
It sure was, and you. I think you were wearing a t-shirt that day as well. So I don't think we should use you as a good weather barometer.
Well, interesting. Yeah, I mean, because thank you so much for that one. Because like every week I'm trying to try to understand what's wrong with me, because I have the jacket and the long sleeves and everything else. But Matt, he just, you know, I just see him in front of the studio and, you know, he's coming in short sleeves. But please, do you mind to just introduce yourself to for our guest? Who is you?
Hi. Well, thank you. I'm usually called Kate the Greenie, affectionately, mm-hmm. hopefully, Kate mm-hmm. the Greenie.
Yes.
But my name is Kate McConville, and I have many hats, actually, like I think Matthew alluded to. So I am a mother. Yes. I'm a wife. I have two businesses.
Yeah.
I live in the Blue Mountains, and I'm passionate about the world and its health and the climate, and on a personal level, how people and how local people can help and make a difference.
So yeah. Do you mind to ask you a question before Matt takes off? Why environment? Why climate?
Because I think climate is one of the things that people think is completely out of our control, and that is definitely part of the equation, but it is something that we can all contribute to doing something now as opposed to waiting for the powers that be to do something for us.
What will those powers that be? Because, I mean, we live on this earth, right? What aren't we the ones solely responsible?
Yeah. I think there's been, I don't know, you know, climate-generated change has brought many disasters in our society, and I don't think all of those are just because of our impact. In the last 50 years, I think a lot of them are, though. You know, we were not to blame for the dinosaurs being extinct because we weren't really around then. But, you know, the last 50 years have seen so many climate impacts that we have contributed to. You know, deforestation, over mining, removing the topsoil from our landscape so that there's more dust and the air's dry, all sorts of things that we've made a big impact on ourselves.
So yeah. do you think we're gonna extinct ourselves, the human race, like dinosaurs extinct themselves, or something else that actually caused the extinction? Is that the reason why? Or
I don't want to think that we will go extinct, because I'd like to be a grandma one day, and I'd like my children to feel confident that we are doing enough to help the planet, so that they will have children. But yes. I think we need to start. You know, we need to do much, much more than what we're doing at the moment.
Because I saw this quote yesterday, and it really, really caught my eyes, where it said, "We don't inherit the earth from our ancestors, but rather we actually borrow it from our children."
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. Exactly.
That is interesting concept. Yeah.
What do you think about that, Mario?
I don't know, like, what to believe anymore, because I'm just confused with all this. I know that the climate is changing. Mm. Absolutely. I can see in, you know, my friends overseas now, the summits in Croatia, 50 degrees, you know, like, ooh. I can't remember in my life over 34, 35, and that was considered very hot, but now it's a 50 degrees. So is something's changing, you know, rapidly is it changing, and you can see that even the flora and fauna, it's slowly disappearing, you know, like I'm just hearing from people, like, there's missing the birds, there's missing this, missing that, and it's more mosquitoes than usual, and so on, so on. So, like, you know, do we live in a bubble of time? I think we should action these things, but it's a lot of skeptics around, you know, it's including me, like, you know, it's like, because I'm confused, is this is true or is it not true? So, but luckily we have our guest today online. So
Kate. So for people like Mario and myself, how can we educate ourselves on these topics? Because you do hear a lot of different things. Who do we listen to? How do we know? Yeah, which is a good source? And yeah.
Look, even if you don't believe in climate change, there's lots and lots and lots of evidence from the UN, from the US Drug and Alcohol, environmental group, about the amount of waste that is going into our rivers and into our oceans, and the impact that waste is having on our marine life. And that's a simple direct causal effect. We produce plastic, we don't get rid of it properly. In fact, 80% of the plastic rubbish in the world just goes down the rivers into our oceans. So that is a man-made impact on the environment of our oceans. So if the oceans are feeding us and feeding the planet, certainly people that eat meat, those animals are consuming lots of tiny microfibers of plastic. And we see the pictures of turtles, and there was a blue whale on the news the other day that, you know, had netting around it. That's stuff that we can actually do something about, isn't it?
Is there a way we can also help this, how I say it, situation further? Because for example, the marine life, we don't see it every day. It's not a part of our lives.
Yeah, right? That was interesting documentary. I'm not sure did you saw it. It's called a Sea Piracy.
No, I haven't.
Kay, did you maybe saw that documentary on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
no,
please, if you can. Like, you know, I mean, this guy, he done this research, and the funny thing it is about he spoke about all aspects in marine life, right? But what it is like the industrial scale on the steroids, actually catching the fish, and we are scraping now the sea floor to catch the fish, right? And that's it shows like a satellite images. It's just appalling what we're doing, right? Just to satisfy our food, you know, plate, you know, and everything else. And that's a real danger. Plastic, you know, as well. There was some other documentary I watched, Kate, and again, I'm jumping on you. It was about saving the water. And the guy done research about saving water in a shower and this and that, right? And then he comes to research that one patty, you know, the patty we get in a burger?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know how much water we need to make that patty? What do you think? The craziest number for you?
I mean, it would just be for the animal.
Just a patty in a burger, which we buy in the outlets.
Liters?
Sorry?
500 litres?
2,500 liters of water for one patty. Can you imagine this? Eh? Yep. That's how that entire process, you know, feeding the cows and all this, like, to production and end the line. 2,500 liters. And I'm like, Jesus, are we saving the shower water? And I mean, like, God, you know what I mean? So
it's crazy.
But you know what? If we feel powerless, and this goes towards our mental health, if we feel powerless about making any little decision because, you know, ExxonMobil is the biggest polluter in the world, the biggest producer of plastic. If we go, oh, it's all too big for us to make any conscious choices,
yes,
then how do we feel about that? How do you feel about it if you go, oh, it's not my problem or it's too big, I can't make any impact? How do you feel about that?
Well, we become more of a victim rather than someone who's actually empowered.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you something else. I think the climate is changing because there's a difference in the studio, Matt, in short sleeves. I mean, long long sleeves. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We'll take a short break and come back more with the questions to our awesome guest, Kate, from Mother Line in the Blue Mountains.
Alive 90.5. Electric. Dark when you feel lost, wanna be the best but at what cost? If you're gonna stay here, nothing's ever changing. No, big world, gotta see it all, gotta get up even when you fall. There's no point in waiting. No. A big step, but you're not alone, 'cause we got each other. There's so much you discover. Headstrong, but your heart is stronger. Stay calm, walking through the fire. I know you're gonna make it out.
Yeah. sponsors, Linden Electric, have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
I'm Ray Martin, and I was lucky enough to call Fred Hollows a mate and to witness his amazing sight-restoring work. The operation he pioneered continues to free people from blindness today. You can imagine their joy when the bandages are removed and they can see. We call it the Fred Moment, and all it can take is a $25 donation to the Fred Hollows Foundation. If you'd like to make a Fred Moment happen, then please donate at hollows.org today.
This is your sound.
Your community.
Alive 90.5.
You're listening to Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt here live with Kate McConville. Am I saying your last name right, Kate?
You sure did. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Just want to make sure Mario's one with the bad English, but sometimes I.
Yeah. No. Just making sure that my English is being heard. So that's what it is.
Just an accent, not bad English.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to quote you in your future references. Please call the cage. Okay. Just say it's accent.
Can I just ask you, just make a comment, Mario. You were just talking about the cost to produce a meat patty,
right? That's correct.
But what's the cost to the environment of buying cheap disposable items, do you think?
Oh, well, I think it's a great topic. But look, It's hard, you know, the topic of or the climate change or topic of environment. You know, I come from a different society. I was born in communism, and we, as a kid from early age, we've been always taken out from the school, collect the garbage, and, you know, warn the people not to chuck the butts and so on and so on. But the point it is that as we're growing up, we become the more consumers rather than helpers to society, because we cannot, you know. I say from my point of view, I couldn't imagine every morning, let me rephrase myself. I'm eligible to buy myself the coffee in the morning to fulfill my pleasures, you know what I mean, having the coffee. So every time I buy a coffee, I get a cup, which is plastic or the paper one. Mm. Papers come from tree, right? It doesn't come from anything else. And the point we're trying to make is like, I'm the number one polluter, because every day I take a cup. It's you know, and I dispose in a garbage bin or, you know, in some other places where I can, legally, of course, not the tossing or littering. But the thing it is, we are all consumers. So if you multiply 1 million Marios every morning, get a cup, it's a lot of cups there out, and it is danger for environment. We have the less green ground, green surfaces. That's another thing. Mm. That's what I'm noticing. Yeah, that's what I see. Yes.
Yes. You know. So there's so many areas to touch on with that. So one of them particularly is that, being consumers, there's a lot of drive to buy the cheapest out there. But the problem is, the cheapest stuff is often disposable and can't get fixed. Or the manufacturers, even if you buy an expensive fridge, there's legislation is only just talking now about making sure that it's fixable, as opposed to, you know, working for 5 years and disposable. So there's individual things that we can do, but there's things that our manufacturers can do as well to make a difference.
Yes.
So you can choose that we can help encourage a different mindset for for the legislators as well.
Well, see, you know, sorry, Matt, to cut you off. Last year when the COVID started, you know, I noticed something that the wildlife is coming back to the life, right? I saw the animals on my street and even the ducks, you know what I mean, which is like, goes like, and, but the deeper, on a deeper level of the lockdowns or whatever you want to call, I saw another thing, you know, it's a lot of takeaway outs, right? And that is problem. And this is so much plastic. You know, Kate, that's what nobody addressing, you know, as long as we are safe from the COVID. What do you think, Kate?
Oh, look, it's yet another thing to think about and to work on. So I do posts most days about choices that we can make, the different choices that individuals can make. Mm-hmm. And I'm not perfect. But I think on a small scale, a home can make a difference in what they purchase, how they purchase it, what they do with it after they get it home, and what is the long-term future of that product that they bring into their home. Now, whether that be a chemical-based product, a cleaning product like my Enyo business, or a large consumable good, why do they have to come into our homes in massive amounts of plastic? You know, why can't they... What is an alternative? Why haven't we come up with an alternative, I guess?
Yeah, there seems to be alternatives, but yeah, we just keep seeming to just go to the easier option, the disposable way. Although, Kate, if we were to make such a drastic shift in society where, let's say, like, for like just hypothetically, half the population was to go and really go about renewables rather than disposables, just by spending that a little bit more money, but long term, I suppose it's more worth it. What do you think that's going to have? What effect do you think that's going to have on society, do you think?
Well, it's going to put pressure on the manufacturer to come up with products that people that are environmentally conscious are going to want to buy, isn't it?
Well, sounds
interesting, Kate. So, Kate, you mentioned from beginning that you have the couple hats. So, we touch environment. So, what's the next hat you're wearing as well?
So, part of the environment hat is my Enyo chemical-free cleaning business.
Okay. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah,
yes. So, do you manufacturing or you're creating or how this works?
No. I'm actually an Enyopreneur. So I work with Enyo Australia and Enyo International to help clean the chemicals out of people's homes by giving them a choice of what they use in their homes.
So what sort of so renewable cleaning products is what we're looking at. And
actually they're not renewable, but they're upcyclable. So
what's the difference between that?
So upcyclable means at the end of their life, and these fabrics last 3 years in your home, then they can go back to Austria on a slow ship and get reused and remade into other products.
Oh.
That is one arm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting, You never really hear about that.
So instead of bringing in lots of sponges and wet wipes, sprays and chemicals, this fibre alone and with water cleans. You don't have to worry about using anything else. So you buy it once and in 3 years' time you replace it. But in the meantime, you have reduced by hundreds of kilos plastic waste into the house, chemicals into your home. So your home itself is a healthier place.
Kate, may I ask you a question? So, you know, in relation to that home environment, let's talk about home, not commercial premises or businesses or whatever.
Yeah.
Why we don't have some type of education? What's good for our couple board, like in terms of chemicals, sponges, you know, and like sort of this environmental approach towards, you know, the chemicals we're using and the napkins and the sponges and the toilet paper, you know, all these things which we're creating, it's more and more waste and, you know, we're polluting more our planet. Why we don't have that type induction or introduction or education for the people, you know, I mean, globally, generally?
Did I say something wrong, Mario?
Yeah.
You know, is there enough will in, because we can start with little, us as individuals can make small changes in our own environments, but my goal is to make this environmental conscious choice in lots of homes all over Sydney. And there are lots of people like me that are doing exactly the same thing. If enough people can get the word out there in all the different environmental ways, that the world will be better. But who makes the decisions in our society? Is it the little people on the ground? We can influence the decisions, but it's the big people at the top who need to see this groundswell of, hey, you're not doing the right thing. Let's legislate about single-use plastic. Let's legislate about how many chemicals are in the chemicals that we use in homes. I mean,
yes.
The 150 chemicals generally used in our homes that aren't legislated. There's no, what are they? What are the issues surrounding those chemicals? You know, there's not enough legislation on all sorts of different levels.
Do you think that the people higher up that are in government that hold a lot of influence in society, do you think they're aware of firstly the issues but also the alternatives?
I think some of them really and truly are. And I think unfortunately that some of them are influenced by lobbyists who pay them and they're influenced tremendously and feel, you know, they might have grand ideas when they get in to change and influence things in a positive sense, but I think very quickly a lot of them succumb.
You know what that was reminding me? Did you saw that movie? I know it's going to sound funny for you because, you know, I'm the senior citizen now, Matt, but did you saw the movie Wall-E?
Wall-E, yeah, of course I have. Yeah.
This is what reminds me of the Wall-E. Yeah. Like, you know, like it's funny how... this little robot, you know, he tries to clean and clean and clean and clean, and then like the human race is in space, as you remember in the movie, and then they saw the plant in the earth, and I'm like, God, like, is this how society's gonna become? Because eventually we're gonna crush ourselves with the tonnage of the, you know, the chemicals are one thing we're using. Like, look at us in the studio, we have the PinoClean, we have all these wipes and. Hand sanitizer, it's all these chemicals coming from somewhere. We need to produce them. But, you know, like, they're coming in plastic packaging and so on. And I know we can't live in society. We live, I don't know, 700 years ago. Like, everybody's dead if he's not alive because of the small viruses. But there must be exist a way we can coexist with the nature, because we are... literally destroying the planet. No question asked. You know, you can see, I can see it. You know, I mean, I can see, you know, looking back my home in Croatia, and I see that a lot of things are being built and they remove the forest. I never understood why. Then you look at Singapore, Kate, maybe, you know, I'm not sure they have been in Singapore, but Singapore is the greatest thing. And I remember last year before the lockdown, I was with my son in Singapore, and there was a exhibition sort of like how to live in the next 50 years. Do you know where Singapore is going to live? Underground. They're going to live underground. The farms, the everything, you know, I mean, like, God, are we going down in the earth, like, far away from the sun? that's how bad it is, you know, I mean, like, we really talk about 50 years from today, we're going to live underground, man.
So do you think it's because the earth itself has become more toxic?
Absolutely, yeah, and we're filling it with trash. You know, 99% of the stuff we buy ends up in landfill in 6 months. Just take a second to think about that.
Well, we'll look at this. We're going to leave that thought there, Kate, and we take a short break. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Caruana, Mario Beckes on Live 94.5 Business. It's Matt and Mario. We take a short break, and our guest, Kate from Blue Mountains, is going to join us after the break.
Your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater?
Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
Hello, I'm Sam Mamone and Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, the specialist in residential management. Call us on 9980 9860. We pride ourselves on taking the stress out of property management, looking after you and your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, call me, Sam Mamone from Cherrybrook Real Estate, 9980 9860.
Station sponsor.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight, to late nights, sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true, my bad. Intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on a neon light and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. My bad habits lead to
It's 19 minutes to 1 here on Alive 9.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here we're live with Kate Conville. And Kate, so we've had a very interesting conversation so far about sustainability, what we can do as individuals, people in Parliament, people in power, like what their role in all this is as well. Although, you, Kate, I'm intrigued. Why? Where does this passion come from? It's like I love the fact that you have this deep desire for sustainability in the world. Where does that come from within you?
You know, that's such a lovely question, and I rarely get asked about it, but it comes because I think my family originally were on the land and everything was precious. So, you know, they caught every bit of water possible and they used it as many times as they could use. So that might sound a bit odd to you, but it's like you run the tap for the hot water, they would catch the water and use it on the garden because they knew that if they didn't use that water, then their veggie garden, which was, there was, you know, shops were 3 hours by horse and cart away, they wouldn't have any veggies. They wouldn't have feed for their cattle and sheep. So I think I got to appreciate that you could do a lot with, in fact, in my family, there's a saying, barbed wire. You could fix a lot of things with barbed wire and you could grow a lot of things with your wastewater and reuse it many times. So I came from a just that water was precious and life was precious and we needed to respect the earth. Yeah, and that passed on from to my grandparents, and I live in my grandparents' house, and it has an amazing garden, which I've taken over. And I still do a lot of those things that I was taught as a three-year-old at my great-grandparents' property in Kinabarabran. Yeah, so that's where that came from.
I could imagine that garden also has expanded and it's quite full.
Yes, lots of fresh fruit and veggies and citrus and, you know, I live in the lower mountains and the climate even in the last 25 years has changed where we don't have a frost anymore, so I can't grow apples and pears anymore, and I'm growing mangoes.
Interesting, I didn't know this. Okay.
But yeah, so in my lifetime, I've seen change.
Mm. So, Kate, one thing, like, that strikes me as you as an individual is, so you live in the Blue Mountains, yet you also work and run your business out in Silverwater. And that's quite a trip each and every day to make out. Yep. And at your business, so one thing we haven't mentioned so far is that Kate's actually an owner of a Quick Copy store. Is that the best way to put it? Or
yeah, Quick Copy Auburn. Yep.
Yeah. She's the owner of Quick Copy in Auburn, and being a now, how would you label that business, Kate?
It's a business to business, so that I print articles for the local manufacturers, so that they can publicise their products or give warranties. Things like that. But we've made significant efforts over the last 16 years to make sure it's a sustainable business, not just financially, but sustainable environmentally. So the last few years, we have got an accreditation called Sustainable Green Print. And that means we track everything, you know, track how much electricity we're using. We factor in those miles, those kilometres that we drive every day. And, yeah, that is a sticking point for us. So where possible, we're as economical as we can be. We use a lot of recycled component in our paper for flyers. And we ethically source that paper as much as we can as well. And so we know where that paper's come from and how it's produced and how it's manufactured. I think that's pretty different. And of course, there's a compost bucket. And of course, my shop is cleaned without chemicals because it's cleaned with my NEO fibres. So on a commercial scale, you can actually make a difference to your local environment.
What I think is amazing about hearing that, and thank you for sharing, Kate, is that any business, and Kate in particular, you are a printing business yet being sustainable as well. That I think is significant, because in my mind, it's almost like a, what do they call that, an oxymoron?
Oxymoron. I heard that word, but you see, I'm still learning after 22 years, learning that language. What does oxymoron mean?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Okay, but we called her Kate oxymoron. So, Kate, please enlighten us.
It means it shouldn't go together. You shouldn't be able to say printing and sustainability, because they should be opposite sides.
Okay.
Actually,
however, there's a however.
However,
yeah, exactly.
Yes. However, you can make a choice, and we chose to make a choice because this is our customers are making own choices in their home lives, and they want to see that what they purchase from us is made in an ethically sourced, sustainable way. And so we're moving with the times. We were ahead of the times, right, years ago. We've just got the accreditation for it after doing all the right things for many years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So as and this is personally how I view you, Kate, is you're a leader in this world in terms of businesses being more sustainable. How can other businesses be that for them, for themselves?
First, they need to do the decision to become sustainable, and they need to contact the Kate. Or am I wrong, Kate?
I'm only a very small fish in a big sea. There are lots and lots of people who have much more expertise than me. But if businesses do something and have a focus on environment, then that will make, there'll be a ripple effect to the other businesses around them. So if they say, for instance, and they certify on their paper, they put the recycled paper on it, I'm only using recycled paper, what message does that give to their suppliers? It gives a message that recycling is important to us. And therefore, the part of their big picture as a company is about the bigger picture, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's about the environmental consciousness and awareness. And I think that's an important message. So I see people come into my store and I look at their product and I go, hey, you know, you're making that out of recycled stuff. It's a home-based business. How are you sourcing those products? And I might suggest to them, look, I think that using recycled paper might be a great value add in your business to show that you have this big picture. And they often go, hey, that's great advice. Thank you very much, because it absolutely is where I'm at. So I love doing that for companies.
It's a smart way to send a message without actually directly saying something to another company as well.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
They can take that back and they can think about it on a bigger company picture. And I know that they change their goals and values in their company and think about it when they do things like that.
Yeah, wow, Mario.
Look, I'm still on that sustainability. I'm looking for some data, you know, but if more data forward out and the conversation is gonna, this is never gonna end at that conversation. But Kate, isn't there sometimes, you know, when people buy the recycled paper, and I just saying from my point of view, I don't see a difference, because even my business, we used to be, like 10 years ago, we print quite a lot. Maybe a few years ago, we printed a lot of reports out and sending by mail. And I think now it's less and less and less. However, we're using the paper and try to, you know, printed paper to use for the, you know, hand notes written in all these things. But when we buy the recycled paper, don't you think that people are scared to say, this is not quality paper?
You know what? I'll come back to that education again,
you know, because the people, they're not educated, right. You know, that paper is a paper, you know, regardless what it is, and there's no anymore this flashy, you know, presentation into high gloss paper. I was told 10 years ago when I started my business, you know, there must be, what's it called, 100 GSM, you know, must be the glossy this and that. I said, that is costly, you know, I mean, that's very costly, you know, I mean, it's just like, and we still continue using
it. Paper has gone down in price and their recycled paper is perceived as an expensive paper because it used to be much more expensive. So that's actually flipped around. And the recycled paper is really nice, high quality paper. It's great.
Oh, interesting.
And is it the and you mentioned the price? Did that flip around as well?
It's very competitive now compared to regular paper. And if you could choose, and they were the same price, and you wanted your paper products to reflect your values, you would choose the recycled paper.
Absolutely, it's coming from a more conscious perspective.
That's correct. Eh?
Yeah.
So, what's the life look like? Why? Sorry, can I come back on a start? You say you live in Blue Mountains. Do you live there forever, yeah, or forever from day number one, or did you move there, you know, recently? And why Blue Mountains?
I've lived here for 25 years.
Oh, okay.
I lived here for a short time as a child as well. Why? Because I wanted to have a cleaner, less noisy place to bring up a family.
That's interesting because every time, you know, I remember in the good old times, pre-COVID, you know, I'll go in Blue Mountains with my boy and, you know, there's all these fireplaces, you know, there's no shiny restaurants like in Sydney, but it's always this nice, cozy family, you know, feeling, you know, that you are, it's beautiful and sometimes it was snowing as well.
And the nature as well there.
Yes, and the nature as well. And I heard there's a lot of day at nights happening, but, you know, I've never been during the night, but yeah. Well, we'll take a short break. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights. I said Mario, Matt Caruana is going to lead us to the break. And we come back with more questions before 1 p.m. news. And our guest, Kay from Blue Mountains, online with us.
Live 90.5.
Term 2 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College and they currently have a special double discounts promotion on eligible courses which includes languages, leisure and lifestyle, computer skills, business and work skills. They also offer various nationally accredited courses fee-free. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government. Ready to rock and roll? Call the Parramatta College on 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Visit parramattacollege.edu.au for further information. T's and C's and eligibility criteria applies. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Do you know you can upgrade your existing pool pump, chlorinator and heating to world-class energy efficiency? We have been advising customers on ways to improve their pool energy efficiency for many years and can discuss and offer several energy strategies that will reduce your carbon footprint and save you money. Speak to one of the team on 9651 4799 or visit Dural Pool Shop opposite the Vicar Hotel on Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool looking just how you want it.
A proud station sponsor.
Hi, this is Dominic from The Hit Mix Show, Monday 2 to 4pm. The Hit Mix Show is all about top hits, classic dance tracks and Italian music right across the decades, mixed with interviews and reviews. Why not tune in every Monday from 2 to 4pm on Alive 90.5 with Dominic.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? Yeah, I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. Tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
Why don't you let me walk out the door?
24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
It's 3 minutes to one here on Alive 90.5. Your sound, your community. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And Kate, we've been talking quite a lot about sustainability. Now, I'm quite enjoying this conversation. Something I personally haven't really thought about that much, although I'm very blessed to have this conversation with you and to know you so I can talk about it more and obviously think about it and then apply it into my life. So we touched on your business, Enyo. And Kate, I'd love to hear, what made you get into that? Why Enyo?
Oh, that's really easy, actually, because I'm an asthmatic and I was searching for a cleaning solution in my home. Not that I used any chemicals, but that would be absolutely chemical-free, that would be good for the environment, and reusable many times. Yeah, so yeah. I found Enyo, which is quite ironic because it's actually become a business.
Ironic, that's a good one. It's like ironic, yeah. Becomes the business. So how did you manage it? How did you manage to become, you know, like, why did you choose to become the business? Because of your conscious of the environment?
Well, because it's such an amazing product, you know, cleaning without chemicals, ethically made, upcycled, reused many times, saves families money. I wanted to share that with lots of people. And the only way to really do that was to put my big girl pants on and go, okay, well, I'm going to share this message to as many homes as I can. And that's what I did. I actually, you know, put my hand up and said, please allow me to help you grow Enyo in Australia.
Wow. Yeah. And one thing that I've loved about this interview and just this conversation and just you in general, Kate, is your passion for this. It's very authentic. It comes from your core, and it's quite amazing. We're 1 minute to one now. We're gonna have to wrap this up, unfortunately. Kate, how can people get in touch with you and find out more about Enyo?
They can go on the Enyo webpage, enyo.com.au, and they can find me, Kate the Greenie, on Facebook. And there are lots of Enyo ladies and men all around Australia in all regions who want to go into people's homes and show them an alternative way of cleaning.
And just quote the name Matt Caruana for 50% discount with our Kate on our Angel products.
Totally.
Did you like it, that one?